Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carol Ann Parisi, and this show hopes to be your hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. Humanity is surging with uncontrolled uncertainty, doubt, and fear. Well, you know what? Never fear. Your solutions are right here. Do you ever ask yourself, I do, you know, what am I here for? Isn't there more to life than this? And what do I have to do to create the solutions to create my ideal life? Well, guess what? Your ideal life is waiting. It's time, and time is now. It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It is time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. If you love entrepreneurship, holistic health ideas, wellness, some of the latest things that are going on with some of the, you know, like we talked about EMFs. I got something deep diving today, something on cell phone information. And we definitely are going to actually talk about deep dive into consciousness again. We did that interesting show yesterday. I really was fired up about that show yesterday. And, you know, it was good. It was good. It was talking about that habit force, cosmic habit force. But anyway, I'm going to start the show off today about talking about this interesting EMF warning, okay? And this is so frustrating. This is a great website. It's called naturalhealth365.com. And it says, it has come to light that a key document containing important guidelines regarding safe cell phone use has been kept from public, especially the threat of EMF pollution. The California Health Department has potentially put millions of people at increased risk of cancer by hiding this document. The guidelines were meant to enlighten the public about the risks of cell phone radiation and EMF exposure. The document contains best practices for avoiding harm and staying safe while using a cell phone. Now, I know I fall asleep sometimes with that darn thing next to me. Probably not good, right? Minimizing EMF exposure is crucial to safe cell phone use. The document indicated that long-term cell phone use could increase the risk of brain cancer and other health issues. Some of the best practice recommendations include keeping cell phones as far away from the body as possible, using speakerphones and hand-free devices, and keeping calls as short as possible. These important guidelines were only released after a Sacramento Superior Court judge ordered their disclosure ahead of a news story set to be released by the Chronicle. Lawyers for the California Health Department said it believed that releasing these guidelines would cause unnecessary public panic. They also said the two-page document hadn't been formally approved by the agency and thus could not be made public. At least 10 studies show tumor risk from cell phone radiation. That is stunning. That is stunning. This is just horrible. We are being microwaved to unhealthiness here. Another excuse given by the California Public Health Department for the delay in disclosure was that the CDC had said more research was required before verifying its claims. I wonder who gives money to California, if it's any of the cell phone manufacturers. Always follow the money. You'll follow the truth trail. The truth trail's in the money. They believed that they were not required to warn the public since the risk of EMF and cell phone radiation has not been proven. However, numerous studies have established risks. At least 10 peer-reviewed research projects have found a link between long-term cell phone use and an increased risk of brain tumors. Cell phone radiation has also been connected with reproductive health in both women and men. Public health researchers like Joe Moskowitz of UC Berkeley believe that this release document, when it was originally drafted 7 years ago, could have saved cell phone users numerous health complications and even saved lives. Moskowitz sued the California Public Health Department in 2016 after his repeated requests for these guidelines in 2014 were stonewalled. EMF exposure is potentially devastating to the health of children. The guidelines detail the dangers of EMF, or electromagnetic field, emitted by cell phones. Just about everything electronic gives off EMF, from wristwatches, x-ray machines, to televisions and microwaves. While EMF waves from cell phones aren't any higher than what's emitted by a microwave, the fact that we keep them so close to our bodies for extended periods of time increases the risk. Cell phone radiation affects the tissues of the body at the cellular level, weakening health and increasing cancer risk. EMF waves affect children and unborn babies even worse, since their brains and tissues are still developing. Releasing this document when it became available 7 years ago could have reduced many of the risks. Not doing so amounts to a criminal act by the state of California. So, gosh. Doesn't that just gets my goat. There's got to be something. There has got to be something that helps. I don't know exactly. I'm not sure. Something I'm definitely going to start deep diving into, but I tell you, there's got to be solutions for this, and we're going to find them. And, you know, these people need to be held accountable. It's terrible. It's terrible. I'm reading something here. A guy by the name of Steve Hall replied on this 14 days ago. Radio wave disease dangers from cell phones and 50-60 hertz electrical wiring. Due to my high cell and portable phone use from the late 80s to the 2000, including PC, laptops, and PDA devices, emitting high-frequency electromagnetic radiation both wirelessly and on the wires in my apartment, I contracted remitting relapsing multiple sclerosis. So bad, I could not talk. I could not walk. Lost all income and wanted to die with depression. That was in 2001. And today, here we go, I am new and well man. This autoimmune disease is not caused by poor diet, but electrical environment. When WHO in 2011 recommended that electromagnetic radiation be classified as a possible, really probable, parenthetically, class 2B carcinogen, it included all forms of radio frequency radiation, both coming from wireless and wired electronical devices, but the real Russian NZ and Australian research shows that the worst ubiquitous forms of electromagnetic radiation comes from off-wiring in the home. This silent but deadly killer is radiating 24/7 out from behind walls and ceilings. It's beside you, at your feet, and above your head, causing impaired electrons to flip between positive and negative fields attacking the body. The electrons in space captivity couple to your cells, overpowering them and causing them massive free radical damage. internally passing through the skin barrier into the organs, etc. A U.S. Naval Medical Research study in 1971, and that could be seen at www.stetzelectric.com/research. That's stetzelectric.com. Okay? It says, microwaves and high-frequency radiation causes what was termed radio wave sickness and diseases. As the electrons are ubiquitous in nature and affect everything from skin to the heart, from cold and flu to cancer in every part of the human animal body and central nervous system. Professor Medical Dr. Sam Milhelm, www.sammilhelm.com, epidemiological studies show that with the advent connection of electricity for rural communities, and with very accurate municipal city records of deaths and diseases, the incidences of all types of deaths by suicides, particularly types of diseases, rose in accordance with each rural town being connected to the electrical grid. There's a direct correlation to electricity. All power points must be measured with the Steinzener microsurge meter. It measures the dirty electricity in GS units, transients, and harmonics above 50 to 60 hertz cycle, and filtered by power line filters. The portable plug-in filters are attached to wall sockets, and they stop electrical magnetic radiation at the utility meter box, but allow the clean 50, 60 hertz, 140, 240 V cycle to pass along the wires without causing human cellular damage. Stetzinger filters are only peer-reviewed portable filters that are proven to work. Solutions, here we go, and show satisfactory results. If you would like your home office or school clinic examined and written report, they can assist for help and more information. Email Steve, S-T-E-B, Stetzer, S-T-E-T-Z-E-R, at Gmail, or if urgent, call +612-411-372210 and leave a message if unanswered. Again, that number is another number, 612-943-61006. It's a lot of numbers. I don't know if it's even in this area here, but Steve, S-T-E-B, Stetzer, S-T-E-T-Z-E-R, at gmail.com. So that may be helpful to you. So I know we all have cell phones. I don't think anybody doesn't. And I really hope that this gets out to more people and people can actually go ahead and start fixing this situation. So I've never heard of this thing, the Stetzer R filters, Stetzerizer filters. I'm going to look into it. If anybody on this show ever knows of anything, please feel free to call in. Let me know, because we're here to give the truth. So, I was listening to Napoleon Hill today, and he was talking about Albert Hubbard, and he met Albert Hubbard, and Albert Hubbard was an inspiration to him, and I never really knew who Albert Hubbard was. So, he was a writer and a philosopher in the early 1900s, and around the same time, you know, that all of this new thought, quote-unquote, thinking was taking place. And I love some of his quotes, and I'm going to share them with you today, and hopefully they're an encouragement. A little more persistence, a little more effort, and what seemed hopeless failure may turn into a glorious success. A friend is one who knows you and loves you just the same. Life in abundance comes only through great love. To avoid criticism, doing nothing, saying nothing, and being nothing. There you go. Never explain. Your friends do not need it, and your enemies will not believe you. The love we give away is the only love we keep. We've all heard that. Little minds are interested in the extraordinary, great minds in the commonplace. That's interesting. How many a man has thrown up his hands at a time when a little more effort, a little more patience would achieve success. The recipe for perpetual ignorance, that is unconscious and competent, the recipe for perpetual ignorance is be satisfied with your opinions and content with your own knowledge. Now, that is good. The object of teaching a child is to enable him to get along without his teacher. Amen. There is something that is much more scarce, something finer far, something rarer than ability. It's the ability to recognize ability. Know yourself. This is really good. Got some good stuff. Got some good stuff. Here, the final proof of greatness lies in being able to endure criticism without resentment. Bing, ding, ding. The greatest mistake you make in life is continually fearing that you'll make one. This is Albert Hubbard. Love, we say, is life, but love without hope and faith is agonizing death. Oh, that's good. We awaken in others the same attitude of mind we hold toward them. Law of attraction, baby. Good stuff. This is Albert Hubbard quotes. You can Google Albert Hubbard. Brainy Quote has a whole thing on him. These are just delicious. We awaken in others the same attitude of mind we hold toward them. It's your vibration, your energy. Yes, it is. It's your frequency, your vibration, your energy. So here's another goodie. God will not look you over for medals, degrees, or diplomas, but for scars. So, good stuff. Delicious. Good stuff. So, who are you listening to? I know, we're basically going back to the same stuff. But repetition is important. Hopefully you're listening to Awaken to Empowerment and other enlightening, empowering, and encouraging, inspirational things that will help you create your ideal life. Because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires, and you can create your ideal life. And it's all your vibration. So who are you listening to? Are you listening to the news people that are talking about the health care and watching these quote-unquote lawmakers, representatives, banter and dramatize everything? Just get to work. Get to work, okay? Don't be listening to negative stuff. Be positive. Yes, be truthful. I mean, you definitely want to hold people to account and truth, but remember, the more you do these basic things, the more your foundation is going to get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And the deeper the foundation, the higher the building. So the deeper your foundation is in these things, these principles, these timeless truths, these things that really will help you to facilitate and create your ideal life, the deeper they get into your intrinsic being and the more you hear them and the more you put use to them, the higher you're going to go. And don't know what success means to you. Hopefully, we've all written down what success looks like to each individual one of us. You know, it's different. I mean, success isn't just having, you know, millions of dollars in a bank account. It may be, and that's okay. That's great, as long as you're not doing any harm to anyone else to get that money. You know, as long as it's becoming to you, you know, honorably and honestly with efficacy and character and integrity, that's all good. Some people just want to find their soulmate. And they want somebody they could share a life with and, you know, have a real high vibe together with and, you know, create an ideal family or whatever. You know, whatever that is, there's a huge fundamental foundational principle to this, too. Who are you listening to? Are your parents telling you? You know, my dad, when I first started my own business, my first business, I don't know how many years ago now, but he's like, you know, most businesses fail within the first 3 years, which is a true statistic. But me being the rebel soul that I was, I didn't listen to him. I didn't want to hear that. I actually got a mentor and said, you know, you're smart, you're sharp, go for it. In fact, a girlfriend, I set my dad up because my mom died when I was 17, and I met this lady whose husband died, and she was a customer where I was working. Really, I liked her, really nice lady. She's like, honey, you're smart. You're a pretty girl. She goes, you're never going to make any money doing this. Start your own business. True, true. Entrepreneurship is the way to go. So I could have listened to my dad, or I could have listened to Rosalie. I chose to listen to Rosalie, and then I met a mentor, and Jay was awesome. And he was an entrepreneur. So, and guess what? My whole life ever since then, that turning point, that pivot point when I started, after I read Think and Grow Rich, it changed my life. I started listening to different people. I started listening to other entrepreneurs and mirroring some of the things that they did and taking into account their principles and principles of entrepreneurship. So, you really want to take counsel from someone who has been there and rocked that. You really need to find mentors and listen to people, listen to our show. I've been there and I've rocked a lot, believe me. Done a lot in these years that I've been here. Always good to, it's okay to gather other opinions and ideas and take them with a grain of salt. But you have a vision. You have a major definitiveness of purpose. You have an ideal goal. You have a target that you want to hit. And that expert, you know when you're intrinsic, and that's why you need to get really in touch with that super conscious and that subconscious, and you need to spend time alone and just, I am a Bible-believing Christian, and I believe in the high vibration of a prayer vibration. And if you're working with a partner or a spouse or somebody, and you're doing the same gig, get together and get that mastermind. There's a vibe there. Remember, it's energy, vibration, and frequency. And as long as during these times you are being as we studied in the Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz, as long as you're being impeccable with your word, you don't take anything personally, you're not assuming anything, and you're always doing your best, you can't be do have whatever your heart desires, because your thoughts are things, okay? Thoughts with the action behind them are superpowers. Thoughts are powerful. Thoughts with compelling action are superpowers. So you want to create your ideal life. You have to look and say, how am I tapping in? Am I plugged in, tuned in, turned on to positive things every day? Am I at least getting a good coaching, a good inspirational pep talk, and am I doing one thing every day to get closer to what my goals are? Am I doing something every day to move me closer? And you have to believe that this will work, because when you do, it will work for you. Okay? And it's good to keep building a very deep, strong foundation, because nothing will be able to topple you. I've heard it said by many a millionaire, I could lose everything I have, but in 5 years I'll have it all back. And you know why? Because they tap into these resources. They know that they know they have deep, deep foundations of these principles. That is why the brilliance is in the basics. And having the deep-rooted foundation in these fundamental transformational principles will change your life. They will change your life. You can have, do, be whatever your heart desires, whatever a mind can conceive and believe a mind can achieve. We become what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are powerful. Thoughts with compelling action is super powerful. So keep doing this on the conscious level. You have to do this on a conscious level until it is so ingrained in you and it is so profoundly deep, and that foundation is so profoundly deep that it becomes part of unconscious competence. You become impervious to any external situation because you know that you know that you know that you know that you are going to be, do, and have your goal, your bullseye, your chief aim, your major definitiveness of purpose, your ideal life. You can do this. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I'm hoping to serve you. And hopefully, I mean, if you have any questions, feel free to call in. There is a call-in number here. It is 646-787-1584. I know I do these shows kind of like, you know, whenever I can. I mean, dealing with the dogs and the family and my husband's 101-year-old grandma passed away. So we have family in from all over the country, which is awesome. 101 years old is pretty good. But, you know, the more you do this, the repetition, and the studying and the implementation of this these valuable timeless truths, these philosophies of excellence, it's going to allow you to awaken to your ability, and you'll be able to tap into your own intrinsic energetic power that are derived from your imagination. And when you start tapping into that imaginative power, your creation is going to exponentially increase. It's going to exponentially increase, but it needs to be continuous. It can't be, I'm going to go listen to, you know, this today. Every day. Remember, cosmic habit force. If you take, let's say you're used to going out drinking, you know, in the evening, and let's say you do it every day, or let's say you do it 3 times a week. Well, maybe you cut it down to 1 time a week, and then the other 2 times you displace it with an empowering habit that is going to get you closer to you, to your goals and to your dreams and to your ideal vision, so you could create your ideal life. You can do this. Yes, you can. It all comes down to your thinking and your application and your actions of these basic situations. And you got to filter everything. Everything has got to come through your filter. First, you're going to be consciously competent where you have to, like, pause. It's like, you know, you got to pause. But as you increase doing this, you will increase your thought vibration. You will increase your thought energy. You will increase your thought frequency. Because we become what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Yes, you can have your ideal life. Yes, you can. So, I don't know what the best, you know, I am going to keep talking about this because it's so pertinent. But, you know, sometimes we get around people that are thinking, and you really need to learn how to filter that. We all need to learn how to filter that and how we can just turn it off and just say, forget about it. There's just, you know, there's a lot of negative going on out there. There's a lot of negative vibration. But when you get to the unconscious competence, you won't even acknowledge any of the negative, you know, vibrating people. You'll know them, but you'll be able to, like, shift your paradigm and get around them. got another thing to share with you today before we end the show. I've been telling you, I've been doing these keto bombs every day, and I've been staying under like 40 carbs, and I don't know if I'm in ketosis yet. I haven't tested for that. But I just saw an article, and this is from UPI. I have no idea what it means, what it stands for, but it's from UPI.com. And it's by an Andrew Brown, University of New South Wales. So low-carb diets affect on brain akin to illicit drug high. So I kind of was perusing through this, and I'm like, I got to share this with the awakened and empowered and freedom-loving souls. Some people on very low-carb diets say they feel euphoric, have clear minds, and lose their appetites. Going low-carb might even mimic the effects of GHB. What is GHB, you may ask? GHB is the recreational drug better known as fantasy, liquid ecstasy, or grievous bodily harm on the brain. To understand why we need to look at how the body processes a very low-carb diet, one that typically limits carbohydrates to no more than 50 grams a day, that's one cup of rice, two slices of bread, or roughly 10% of your total daily energy intakes. I don't do rice or bread. I do vegetables. That's where I get my carbs from. Today, I had delicious broccoli tots. So your body thinks it's starving. A very low carb flips your metabolic switch from burning more carbs than fat to more fat than carbs. This usually takes a few days in a process known as ketosis. During this time, your body thinks it's starving. Well, good. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Once it uses up most of your glucose, your carb reserves, the body stimulates the breakdown of stored fat into fatty acids, and releases them into the blood. Okay? That's what ketosis is. When fatty acids reach the liver, they're converted into acetoacetate, an excellent metabolic fuel that belongs to the family of chemicals known as ketones. That's why very low-carb diets are sometimes called ketogenic diets. Acetoacetate. Never heard that one before. Acetoacetate decomposes to carbon dioxide and acetone, that smelly solvent best known for its ability to remove nail polish. That is why very low-carb dieters and people who are fasting often have sweet-smelling breath. So do people with diabetes that's not treated. A healthy liver minimizes the acetone loss via the lungs by converting most of the acetone acetate it produces to a more stable substance called beta-hydroxybutyrate, or BHB. And this is where the euphoric feelings could come from. The molecule BHB your body produces during very low-carb diet is similar to GHB, the recreational drug, with psychoactive effects. BHB is almost identical to GHB, the naturally occurring neurotransmitter called gamma-hydroxybutyrate, and in synthetic form, it's used as a recreational drug. Well, people that are enlightened and empowered don't do recreational drugs, but I'm going to continue reading this, and I have a very profound thought on all this. BHB and GHB have the same exact chemical formula. Both consist of just 15 atoms, with the only difference being the position of one hydrogen and oxygen atom. It's not too surprising. Therefore, the two molecules share the same carrier across the blood-brain barrier, the impermeable tissue that protects the brain. During ketosis, BHB can reach high levels in the brain where it could bind to the same anxiety-reducing receptors as GHB. They bind with sufficient affinity that they may have similar effects. There are no reports of BHB supplements or low-carb diets causing any of GHB's adverse effects, like loss of consciousness, seizures, or death. Well, that's good news. So apart from this similar-sounding name, what evidence is there that BHB produced by the liver by people on very low-carb diet has a euphoric GHB-like effect in the brain? Fasting for the original natural high. The first case of euphoria directly attributed to ketosis was reported by Walter Bloom, who pioneered therapeutic fast for obesity in the 1950s. After several days without food, his patients lost their appetite, felt remarkably well, and experienced a mild intoxication, not dissimilar to the effects of ethanol. Bloom speculated that the acetoacetate had caused the inexplicable jubilation. Other people had observed similar effects, including three Scottish doctors whose patients fasted up for 249 days. Well, that ain't happening in the 1960s. After several days without food, their appetite subsided. All patients felt an increase of sense of well-being. Unfortunately, no studies of euphoria reported by low-carb dieters have been conducted as far as we know. So researchers don't know the exact cause of the feelings. Talks about brain activity in people on very low-carb diets, compared activity with people on a normal, non-calorie-restricted diet. Says here, if you're thinking of going on a very low-carb diet to get that high, beware. Side effects include loss of calcium from bones, increased risk of kidney stones, and growth retardation. Interesting. Think about it. When people are in a very spiritual place, they're told to fast and pray. The Bible says to fast and pray. So now think about that. If you're producing, your body is a chemical. It's amazing what our body does, and it produces chemicals. So if you think about it, if you're putting yourself in a quote-unquote starvation mode and you're producing these euphoric-like chemicals and you have a potentiality to slow yourself down, you don't work out as hard, but you get into that deep meditative state. And the first thing I think of when I do these things is people that are starving, because I'm an empath, and I do believe, you know, I did it for Lent. I was not eating on Fridays because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to feel hungry, because there's people that go hungry all the time. Here in the United States, we don't. We're obese. But if you think about it, you take the discipline of fasting, which is a discipline, which is, you know, get that into your cosmic habit force. But if you're still and meditative and you're producing these chemicals in your body to help you reach euphoria, perhaps there could be a more profound and deep spiritual enlightenment as you really start getting that vibration and that frequency and that energy going. I mean, if you think about it, probably why the Bible says with prayer and fasting, there's probably higher, think about it, your body is not, when you're fasting, you're not doing as much with your body, so you're more relaxed, so you have time to produce a higher frequency, a higher energy, a higher vibe. And that could really be a very interesting thing to do for yourself. Take a day, you know, with doctor's approval, of course. Got no health issues. Your herbalist approval, any of your health practitioner's approval. Take some time and fast and pray all day and see your vibe. And see if you can start getting your creative juices flowing. And perhaps when you get those creative juices going, that imagination gets juiced, your manifestation process will happen quicker. Because thoughts are things. And we become what we think about most of the time. And you can be, do, have, whatever you want. And you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. And if you fast, your body's not going to be using the energy and the vibration and the frequency to digest food. So subsequently, you're going to have more juice, if you will. You're going to be plugged in at a better level to go ahead and manifest. Just a thought. Just my thought. But it makes kind of sense, right? I don't know if I know we kind of did a deep dive into one of these books that I was reading. It was just so interesting. It was The Science of Being, and was talking about the universal energy, and it was really kind of deep. I know we kind of unpacked it a little bit, but principle, remember the word principle? And the great principle, and I'm trying to find this particular thing of what it says. Okay, fit so much into this. This is from The Science of Being, from Eugene Fersen, old school. But it talks about the scientific name, I think it said, for God and his principle. But what it said was so deep, and of course I don't have it in front of me, and I'm so sorry. Maybe we'll unpack it deeper tomorrow. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and it was copyrighted in 1923, and it's just a really deep dive, interesting, metaphysical, perhaps, thing. New thought movement. There's swastikas all over it, and people get, you know, freaked out by that. But back in 1923, it was before Hitler, and I guess the swastika was a symbol that was very powerful. It was a powerful symbol, and it didn't stand for, you know, bastard Hitler made of it. So I am going to read something to you, and it's the nature of God, and it's backed up by Scripture. But I just really, it really fits with what we talk about. And it's just, this is the qualities that God shares with righteous angels and men after resurrection is how it's portrayed here. I truly believe these are some of the best ways, best attributes to try to always strive to be, which will give us an opportunity to vibrate on a very high energy frequency, okay? And when you hear them, I think you'll agree. The moral attribute of love, the moral attribute of light, truth, the moral attribute of holiness, the moral attribute of mercy, the moral attribute of gentleness, the moral attribute of righteousness, the moral attribute of goodness, the moral attribute of perfection, the moral attribute of justice, the moral attribute of faithfulness, and the moral attribute of grace. And the moral attribute of grace is Psalm 103:8. So, excuse me. Now it also says, God is a spirit. God is invisible, God is immutable, and God is a person. So remember, we've talked about immutable laws, and I do believe in the divine lawmaker. You know, as a Christian, and Jews also believe God is omnipresent, which means that God's everywhere. God is omniscient, which is all-knowing, and God is all-powerful, omnipotent. And when you could spend some time in your subconscious, tap into your subconscious mind, into your spirit, and your spirit is connected with God, the Great Spirit, infinite intelligence, high vibrational order, you know, that is when you're really going to start vibrating on a very high level, and you will create your ideal life. Our show is almost over for today. So I want to thank you for joining me, Carol Ann Parisi, here on Awaken to Empowerment. I really hope that we have conscious solutions here to help you create your ideal life. I find a lot of hope and empowerment. And I hope you do as well. So thank you for joining me. We'll catch you back here next time. And remember, whatever mind can conceive and believe a mind can achieve, you can be, do, have whatever you want. You can create your ideal life. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. This is Carol Ann saying bye-bye. We're going to sign off with a little peace of mind from Boston because there ain't nothing like peace of mind. Get that soul free, man. Thank you, freedom-loving souls. We'll catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment. Bye-bye.